Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Kilkenny has a long history of elite athletes. And with the Olympics kicking off today in Paris, we wanted to chat to some of the city's former competitors that actually hail from the Marble City. I'm joined today in studio by Eileen O'Keefe. Of course, many of you will remember Eileen as a hammer thrower at the Beijing Olympics back in 2008. Darren O'Neill, of course, Irish boxer, is with us on the line too, as is race walker Perry Williams. You're all very welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Thanks very much.
Bring us back, first of all, Eileen, to 2008 and, like, tonight, the night that the Beijing Olympics kicked off, and, you know, just that feeling and sense of, I suppose, excitement and enthusiasm. How are the Irish Olympians feeling, do you think, today?
Well, look, it's the ultimate sporting event that every athlete wants to be part of, and they want to perform to the best of their ability. And of course, they're going to be anxious and nervous and every emotion going through their body. But, you know, it's a fantastic achievement. They've been there. You know, they're representing their country, and please God, they'll all do us proud and give us a great performance.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your Olympic journey. It was 2008, Beijing. That was your first Olympic run.
Yeah, that was my first Olympics. I suppose for me, I was a little bit heartbroken going to the Olympics because I picked up an injury with a few weeks to go, and I would have been having the year of my life the year before. You know, I was sixth in the World Championships and medalled in the World University Games and broke my national record numerous times. So I suppose for me, I wish the Olympics were 2007 and I could have performed better. But look, that's life, that's sport, and you give it your best on the day. And please God, all the athletes out there now will have the performance, because look, it's that one day every 4 years to nail it.
I know.
That's hard to do.
I can't even begin to imagine the pressure that must come along with something like that.
Oh, look, they're working all their lives, and sometimes, you know, the nearer you get to the games, you might push yourself that little bit too far in training, or, you know, because they really all want to get the best out of themselves, and they deserve to, and hopefully they will.
They will. Darren, you captained the Irish boxers to the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. Can you cast your mind back to today and what that felt like?
Yeah, I suppose I can. It was probably a little bit of a different day for me, because I was actually competing on the second day. So it had to be, you know, a lot of the athletes get to go and walk in the parade or the opening ceremony, I should say, and, you know, kind of enjoy it a little bit more like that. But I suppose for me, I was straight away trying to focus and get your mind in the game, because, as I say, I was competing on the second day. So, you know, there was weight management issues, you know, trying to get your mindset right and so on and so forth. But at the same time, it's still all, you know, very exciting, you know, and it's trying to settle yourself very quickly into it, because, you know, you arrive into a village and there's thousands of athletes surrounded by you or surrounding you, you know, of all shapes, sizes, creed, nationalities, whatever, you know, and you see some of the superstars knocking around the place, and, you know, all of a sudden you have to realise, I'm here for me, I'm competing here as well, and you need to pull yourself in very, very quickly and try to get yourself in a good mindset for a competition.
Is it hard to separate the sense of occasion, Darren, from, you know, the job that you're there to do and that kind of personal journey that you're on?
Look, I suppose different athletes have different ways of dealing with things, you know, and everyone is individual in that sense. Some athletes do need to soak it all in, and, you know, they rise to the big occasion, and other athletes could be put off by the big occasion, or, you know, because you take a boxing, for example, or athletics or any of the other sports, mostly they're, I won't say done behind closed doors, but with very, very few spectators, and all of a sudden, once every 4 years, you have the world looking at you. So, you know, some people react better to that than others. You know, but it really is understanding yourself and understanding what works for you. And if you need to become a little bit of a recluse, or, you know, kind of shy away from the cameras and focus on yourself, do that. But, you know, if you love the big occasion, then albeit. And you know, it really is about focusing on yourself and getting your own mentality and your own preparation in order.
Yeah. Perry Williams is with us on the line too. Of course, many will remember Perry as racewalker from the 1992 Barcelona Summer Olympics. Perry, what are your memories thinking back now on today?
I suppose I can kind of feel for what a lot of the others there have said as well, that, you know, it's a massive competition. And I think you are struck by the enormity of it, especially when you see the opening ceremony, and then you walk around the village and you see all these superstars. Like in my day, it was Carl Lewis and Merlin Ossie were the two big names. And yeah, you're struck by the enormity of everything. And I think for many of us who the Olympics, for like in myself in particular, like the Olympics was my first big occasion. And I think we spend so much time trying to qualify, and the effort goes into qualifying and preparing for that qualification moment, that we kind of in some ways are not prepared for what comes after when we actually get there.
So it's a whole different ball game, is it, Perry? Completely, actually, once you qualify for the Olympics.
I think it is, but I think it's a little bit different nowadays because there's so many, like most of the athletes in terms of athletics anyhow, which is what I know most about, most of the athletes now would have competed on the world stage in various competition formats, and particularly say a lot of them on the athletics team having the European Championships in June, it means that the majority of them have actually had a run in some form of major. And, you know, the world athletics calendar now is divided into gold, silver and bronze tiers competitions. So most people have been racing on the circuit. That sort of opportunity didn't exist back in, you know, the early 1990s.
Yeah. Does that make it a little bit easier then, Eileen, in some ways, like for, you know, we'll say our Irish Olympians at the Paris 2024 Olympics, the fact that they have competed on that sort of worldwide global stage and, you know, and dealt with the media and all that goes with that and the large crowds, does that help in preparation?
It does, all right. You know, I'm sure all those athletes, a lot of them have competed in European and World Championships, but I suppose the media coverage of the Olympics is like no other. And I suppose it throws a lot of athletes who may have, you know, been training for years of their life into the spotlight in a different way, where people might say, oh, I never heard of that girl, or I never heard of him in that event. And they could have years of their life invested in it. And the Olympics is when that all comes to the forefront, you know.
Everybody's talking about you. Everybody wants to be part of your story, yeah. I suppose, when you're even coming from Kilkenny. I suppose that's what all three of you, aside from the fact that you've been former Olympians, but you're all from Kilkenny.
Yeah, I know, we're not a bad bunch.
Yeah, no, it's great to chat to so many of you all today, and I know there's many others as well. Darren, the competing on that sort of worldwide stage, do you have a single memory yourself, or your own biggest memory from the Olympics?
Honestly, I think the walk to the ring was the big moment. You know, we obviously did a dry walk around the place in the days leading up to the Olympics, and I remember walking through the arena and thinking, oh my god, like I've never had that knees rattling kind of experience, but my knees were kind of shaking in an empty stadium. I thought to myself, oh my god, I'm going to be so nervous you know, on the day. But when I got there, I suppose, you know, you had the it was great to have that kind of walkthrough, because we knew what was ahead of us. We knew what the arena was like. You knew what was, you know, you had it all planned out in your head. So as if you'd already been there. And I do remember standing behind the curtain and them, you know, they open or pulling back the curtains and you're walking down that long ring walk. And it's one of the best moments, I have to say, of my career. And it just, you know, the pride, because I had failed to get to the Olympics in 2008. I broke my hand prior to the national championship, so I didn't get a chance to qualify. And then, you know, and then you're finally there, you know, and it was a home Olympics. It was so massive, and it was just a very, very, I suppose, a special moment for me. And, you know, especially because it was so close to home as well. You had family, friends, the whole lot were there supporting you. And, you know, I think even then the English crowd were behind us, so we had a fantastic supporting there.
It's amazing.
That really steps out.
listening to you, Darren, talk about that sort of practice walk out in preparation. And I imagine, Eileen, you can probably hear the commentators. You know, did you get to do that? Did you get that practice run?
Yeah, like for me, like when Darren is talking about that moment, you know, I suppose being in the Olympic Stadium and you're looking up at the torch lighting there and you're like, well, I'm at the Olympic Games, and it all kind of hits home, you know.
What was a average day like for a competitor at the Olympics, Perry?
Well, I suppose it depended on the event you were doing. For myself, you got up early in the morning, you had a small bit to eat, you went out training. This is before your event, obviously. You went out, you did your training run, and you came back, you rested. Then you went down to the canteen and you had your lunch and you met people. It was all, everything was centered around eating and sleeping and practice. So, you know, the canteen was your time to catch up with people. You went back to your accommodation then. You might have hung out there with people coming to it. We had, Barcelona was actually an Olympic village was built. And the Irish were located in one of the streets in townhouses. So we're all together in, you know, in that street. So we hopped in and out of each other's houses visiting, as you would do anywhere. And then you rested again in the afternoon, a short sleep, got up in the evening. Maybe you might have done a second session and had dinner and, yeah, met a few friends and went to bed. So it wasn't terribly exciting before your competition. But once your competition was done, then, like, it was completely changed. You basically were, for me anyhow, you know, you'd go to the track and you'd watch all the events, or I watched the boxing and the tennis and some other events as well, because as an athlete, you have access to view all of those competitions. So you make the most of it. Yeah, and you might have met family who or friends who come to visit. You might have met them in Barcelona itself at some location, had dinner or lunch with them. And, yeah, so you're kind of... And then you went out in the evening time. Usually the Irish were gathered in some pub or some venue where we'd all meet up and, you know, have a bit of fun and celebrate whatever had gone on that day. So it's basically a tale of two contrasts, your life, your daily routine.
Did you find, Eileen, is it easier to be at the, you know, for competitors when the timetable or the schedule of events competitions come out? Are you kind of secretly hoping that you might be, you know, at the end of the run, or do you want to be at the start? Like, do you have any preference in where, I suppose, your event, when it takes place?
Not really. You're kind of well prepared for that from other major championships. You know what I mean? You know, you kind of can expect anything, and that's not really... That's kind of all, you're all prepared for that by the time you come to the Olympic Games, you know.
I imagine, Darren, that, you know, when you think back to 2012 and the fact that it was so close, like everything else, and we saw it with the hurling last weekend and the football this weekend, you must be plagued for tickets.
Thankfully, that's kind of removed from the athletes now, you know. I think the athletes have an option to buy two tickets for their, obviously for their parents or their family. But the rest of it is all done, I think it's done through the Olympic Federation or it's through, what do you call it, the ATR, there's a ticket.
The kind of lotto thing.
You have to apply for them, you know, like the athletes actually have no real influence on that at all, which is good in that sense because it takes a lot of pressure off them. You know, so obviously anybody who wants to go can put their name in and obviously get get it then great. But you know, obviously for the London Olympics it was fantastic because so many people were able to attend, and you know, there's so many advantages to it being at home because, you know, even things like food and time differences, you know, kind of way, there was no real messing around in that sense. But yeah.
Makes it a little bit easier, I've no doubt. I suppose just finally, Eileen, you mentioned to me before the start of the show today, you'll be watching, you'll be glued to the Olympics. What do you think of our chances at Paris 2024?
I think we've a great all-round squad, you know, so many different sports, which is amazing, you know what I mean? Now, the rugby sevens kicking off today, I think they're in with a decent shout. Equestrian always does well in the Olympics. We have Reese in the gymnastics. In athletics, we have Rashida Adeleke, who's like an amazing talent, 21 years of age, and God knows what the future holds for her. And even if it doesn't work out for this Olympics, there's always the next. She's young and she can build on the experience. Again, athletics, Ciara McGeehan, I know world on the world stage. You have the Ethiopians and the Kenyans, and that ups it to another level. Like, she's a European champion at the moment, but definitely a contender.
Yeah. What about you, Darren? What will you be glued to?
A bit of everything. Obviously, I'll be watching the boxing. I'm doing a little bit of work with that, but similar to what has just been said, I think we have a fantastic all-round squad this time, and you know, a depth of talent. Obviously, I'd be hoping that the boxing would do quite well, but we have the likes of, as I say, Kieran McGean. You have the mixed relay team. We have world champions in swimming, in gymnastics, you know, who you would think would push very strong this time round, and being with a great shout. The rugby team are doing quite well. I know they have a tough group, as far as I'm aware. Maybe New Zealand and South Africa, but you know, providing they can get through there, you know, I think we have great chances. Obviously, as I didn't mention, we have a question. Obviously, well, Lerone has been very, very, very strong for the last few years. You know, so we could be coming away with our most successful Olympics ever. But amazing. You just don't know with the Olympic Games, you know, and that's the way it is. Sometimes, or nothing, we've found in the boxing in particular that somebody you're expecting to do well may not do well, and somebody who you might not have had high hopes for has an absolutely glorious run. So, you know, it really is down to the occasion. And, you know, all we can do is wish all the athletes the very, very best of luck.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and no doubt about it. There'll obviously be plenty of coverage here of the Irish contenders at the Paris Olympics over the next couple of weeks. But for the moment, my thanks to Eileen O'Keefe, Darren O'Neill and Perry Williams. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.